Are you allowed to be afraid? Good morning. Tonight is the anniversary of the passing of Maimonides, and I wanted to share a powerful teaching of Maimonides that has a relevance to us all. Maimonides says that before soldiers go out to battle, they are reminded you are not allowed to be afraid. This is not only relevant to soldiers because every one of us is a soldier in God's army, and God tells us do not be afraid. But the question is, as the Tzemach Tzedek asks, how can you command someone not to be afraid? It's a natural feeling. And it's a Machzedek answer is that what fuels the feelings in our heart are the thoughts in our mind. And the Torah is instructing the soldiers, do not think thoughts of fear. Think instead about what you need to do. Think of how God is with you. And if you control your thoughts, Tzemach Tzedek says, little by little, the fear will become dormant, and more, it will dissipate from your body completely until you won't even have passing thoughts of fear. And this actually caused one victory in a battle between a Israeli tank and a Syrian tank. The Syrian tank had aimed its turret at the Israeli tank, and the Israeli tank's lead officer could not respond because he was so overwhelmed with fright, but he suddenly remembered the teaching of Maimonides, and he issued the command to the officer in his tank, who shot successfully and neutralized the Syrian tank. And the Israeli newspapers had a headline, Maimonides won the battle. It is a commandment of the Torah not to entertain thoughts that demoralize you, that paralyze you. Instead, fuel yourself with the thought that God is with you in your mission. I dedicate a minute of Torah today to the Neshama of Maras Sarah Einstein, whose anniversary of passing is today, and to a brand new baby boy soldier in the army of Hashem, Mazel Tov, to Ira and Regina Strasberg. May your son grow to Torah, Chupa, Maasim Tovim. Have a wonderful day.